Welcome to another in the series of Mystical Perspectives. I'm your host, Reverend Cindy Palos. I've been studying and teaching with the University of Metaphysics in its various forms for over 50 years, and I was blessed to be good friends with Dr. Paul Leon Masters and learned quite a bit from him. And he put out posthumously a book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. And it's a powerful book dealing with some really great seed thoughts. And we've done 22 in this series, delving into the book and the affirmations together. And today we're going to go into a very deep subject. And this could be a whole course unto itself. And I know Dr. Masters was very much into astrology. We're going to go into today the subject of reincarnation, past and future lives. The way I do this is I take a page from this book, I meditate on it for a week, and I write some poems, because when I meditate every day, I wait for messages to come, and they come in the form of these poems. So I share the affirmations first, I repeat them twice, and then I go over some of the messages that came to me and some thoughts on the subject. And we'll do the affirmations first here, starting with awakening. Now, if you're following in the book, it's on page 48. And if you don't have the book, you can get it on Amazon.com or the wonderful site at metaphysics.com, which is part of the University of Metaphysics and University of Sedona. I highly recommend getting it. Okay, starting with awakening. I understand that my earthly incarnation are in, actually incarnations with an S, earthly incarnations are in the 12 signs of the zodiac, that I experience each sign several times and do so until I'm once again in Christ-awakened God consciousness. Now, this may be a very revolutionary thought to some people, but we'll be going into the fact that we have many, many lives, and that we are part of this cosmic wheel that turns, and we have a chance to experience so many different forms over our many lives on Earth. So repeating that one, I understand that my earthly incarnations are in the 12 signs of the zodiac, that I experience each sign several times, and do so until I'm once again in Christ-awakened God consciousness. Now, I'm not sure how many of you have had your chart done, but obviously in the chart there's the sun sign, the rising sign, and the moon sign, which are powerful influences. We'll be going more into that. But on top of that, you are influenced by the different houses. And it's very interesting that we also we'll be getting into, we're also influenced by planetary zodiacal influences and cosmic zodiacal influences as well. The next affirmation is purpose. I understand that within our astrological natal blue birth chart is to be found the purpose of my soul for this life, including the positive and negatives of achieving it. Again, this is very interesting because we have, as I said, our astrological charts. And in your birth chart, he's saying here that you have the purpose of your soul found for to be fulfilling in this life. So repeating this purpose, I understand that within our astrological natal birth chart is to be found the purpose of my soul for this life, including the positive and negatives of achieving it. So here's the chart. It's like a map. It's like also a chart that you would be doing if you were crossing the oceans. You'd set a navigational chart, right? And you'd know which parts are dangerous, which parts are open. By knowing your chart, you can look at what are some of the things that you're good at and some of the things that might be difficult for you. But of course, that means knowing a person that can actually interpret your chart properly. These days, a lot of the charts are done just by a computer. It used to be that there were many, many people that just would do it and take all the time and look up all those informational things. It takes a lot of work, and now it's made a lot easier just by having that chart done with the help of a computer. The next affirmation here is collective. I understand that I may be born as a part of a collective soul grouping or a group of souls with a collective destiny of earthly experience. Okay, so are you a baby boomer? I am. Are you a millennial? Are you part of a group that comes in at a certain time that has certain reasons for being there to bring forth certain things at that time? Repeating here, I understand that I may be born as a part of a collective soul grouping or group of souls with a collective destiny of earthly experience. Now, in a cosmic sense, this can be even a century. What's the theme of a certain 50 years? What's going on at that particular time? It makes it very interesting to see what we're coming into and what our purpose is with that particular time period. The next affirmation is old and young souls. I understand that I may be part of a grouping of old or young souls or spiritually awakened or spiritually unaware souls, respectively. Now, this gets into a very deep subject here, of course. You know, we're reincarnating time after time. Some souls have been here many, 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 many lifetimes, hundreds. And some are just kind of beginning baby souls, young souls. Repeating this, I understand that I may be part of a grouping of old or young souls or spiritually awakened or spiritually unaware souls, respectively. Now, here we are, you know, we're in a planet with a combination. And we look at some of the reasons that there's problems in the world, and we look at some of these young souls that have come here to work out their karma and to learn, compared with some that may be very old souls. So obviously the old souls have to work and help the young souls, and it can be challenging at times because they are just not aware of the same things that souls who have been here many, many, many lifetimes and have learned a lot more. Next one, time between incarnations. I understand that young souls reincarnate more quickly due to their earthly attractions, while old souls have a far greater period between incarnations, preferring a higher order of consciousness. Okay, so yes, there's time periods between how long it is that it is when you die and go on to the higher levels and when you come back again. And sometimes you need to come back quickly and work off more stuff. So repeating, I understand that young souls reincarnate more quickly due to their earthly attractions, while old souls have a far greater period between incarnations, preferring a higher order of consciousness. Gender. This is an interesting one. I know Dr. Masters had spoken a lot about this particular subject. I understand that a soul may incarnate as either a male or a female, according to the energy needs necessary for the awakening of the soul, or may incarnate as a gay person who is in a transitional state between genders energy-wise. So in many, many lives, you have been sometimes a man, sometimes a woman. I will go into some of the lives I've remembered in different incarnations. I've seen myself as a man, and I've seen myself as a woman. And sometimes in between the male aspect and female aspect, there's this other aspect, a transitional state, where you hold both the male and female energies. So repeating, I understand that a soul may incarnate as either a male or female according to the energy needs necessary for the awakening of the soul, or may incarnate as a gay person who is in a transitional state between genders energy-wise. The next affirmation is karmic ties and contracts. Deep one, huh? I understand that souls may incarnate and come together in the physical due to positive or negative karma, or to mutually agreed upon spiritual contracts of shared earthly experience. Okay, so possibly you were married to someone in one lifetime, and this is part of the agreement. You wanted to be together again, but not as marriage, and you may become a child of that person. You may become a brother or a sister of that person. This could easily explain the problems we have at Thanksgiving. If you have these people that have karma to work out, if there's one person that you just really don't get along with in your family, perhaps there was some deep karma there that had to be worked out, and this was the way you could work it out in this lifetime. So repeating, I understand that souls may incarnate and come together in the physical due to positive or negative karma, or to mutually agreed upon spiritual contracts of shared earthly experience. So besides the negative karma that you might come back together as, there's also a love relation you may have and you wanted to be, and you have a long time soul connection to this person. You may come back not as a husband or wife, or maybe it'd be a girlfriend. Maybe it'd be a boyfriend. Maybe it'd be a sibling. Maybe it'd be a mother or father. It was a beautiful book that was written, and it was by one of the daughters of Dr. Wayne Dyer. And it was all about children remembering other lifetimes, and sometimes they'd even tell their parents, I remember you from this other time, and you were this, you were my mother, you were my, in the other lifetime, maybe you were my father, or you were my sister, or you were my grandmother. And yes, there's definitely a chance to experience that energy. I understand that based on the sum total of a soul's energy field that is attracted to certain parents, geographical birth locations, and the like, corresponds to the soul's energy. So energy fields, we've been talking a lot about in the past talks. So you have certain vibrations and energy fields, and you're drawn still to that energy and field and vibrational field that you're attuned to. Repeating this, I understand that based on the sum total of a soul's energy field that is attracted to certain parents, geographical birth locations, and the like, corresponds to the soul's energy. So, you know, possibly you're attracted to be in India, something in your vibration and your energy field and history of that. Possibly you want to be born, you know, in America, maybe South America, maybe Canada. Maybe there were experiences and energy that draws you, certain influences there that draw you to be drawn to those energy fields when you incarnate. And lastly, higher souls. I understand that souls automatically reincarnate until awakened to Christ / God consciousness, while those already awakened incarnate by choice to help unawakened souls. This is the Bodhisattva principle, The bodhisattvas come back to help, and they come back to serve. They don't have karmic influences any longer, but they know that there is work to be done, and there are a lot of people here who need help, and they feel it's their obligation to continue to try to serve those who may not be as aware. Repeating here, higher souls. I understand that souls automatically reincarnate until awakened to Christ or God consciousness, while those already awakened incarnate by choice to help unawakened souls. Now, there's a lot of deep subjects that we can go into here. Like I say, this is almost a course unto itself. But first, let's go into just the premise of many lives. There was a great book that came out. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it or see it. It's called Many Lives, Many Masters, where the person went back and experienced all his different lives. I had a cosmic awakening, an enlightened state at the age of 15. And after that experience, I began remembering my other lives. It didn't happen all at once. It came to me in visions. I remembered very clearly one time, in a very clear vision, that I was in a place that I knew was Atlantis. It was set on the water, and I was on this huge terrace. And in that terrace, there was these beautiful tiles and it was a very large patio in the shape of a sun, and it had rays that curved going all around the sun, and it was in blue and gold. And I remember that there was this threat of this earthquake going off, and the reason why was there was this problem with people who had been very hungry for power, and it messed with them. What I saw is a place that was called the Secret of the Oceans, where there was crystals, giant crystals that had been messed with. And indeed, I remember this cloud of plume of volcanic ash that was covering everything, knowing that everything was going to be over at that time. And in that lifetime, I was a woman. I remember a lifetime where it looked like Scotland, and it was dirt on the... It was like a very small shack, you know, and it was a dirt floor, and I was a man, and it was, I think it felt like Scotland. It looked like there was a battle being prepared to take place. I saw a lifetime where I saw myself in a revolutionary war with the red coats and on a white horse, and that there was a battle there. I saw myself in Europe one time. And it was after the Black Plague, and there was all kinds of problems, and I was in a room, and I was a woman in that life. I saw myself in Egypt a long time ago, and there was a power struggle between the priests and the kings, and some of the priests were actually doing things they shouldn't be doing with their power. In various lives, I had various male and female incarnations, but I could recognize myself in these visions by my soul. My soul was expressed through my eyes. And I saw in those eyes, I saw myself in those eyes and recognized those eyes were my eyes. It's almost like when you go to a class reunion and you can't recognize the people because it's been like 20 or 30 years and they look really different than they did in high school, you know. But you look at their eyes and you recognize them, same kind of thing. So we have many, many, many lives. And in each lifetime, there's many lessons to learn. And we keep learning and we keep growing with the help of our higher teachers, the bodhisattvas and the inner masters and God and Christ and Buddha and the many teachers. And as far as astrology is concerned, it's a very deep subject. And there's two kinds of astrology. The kind most people practice is exoteric astrology. It has to do with your own personal life. And we have a sun sign, which indicates life trends that are already established, which constitutes a line of least resistance. The rising sign, in small measure, indicates the life goal for that particular life cycle over a period of maybe possibly seven lives. You've heard the phrase going back seven lives and forward seven lives. There's something to that seven life pattern, right? And also then there's the moon sign. And the moon sign is also something that affects us, and it's thought to be an influence possibly of a type of force coming from certain planets and not from the moon that indicates which is past. Therefore, it kind of lets you know the limitation and present handicaps that governs the physical body. And possibly you had a connection in the past life. Possibly it's something that the soul needs to overcome there. But there's also in our lifetimes many influences that come from the planets. We are a part of a cosmic wheel that turns and turns. And we're not alone here. We're part of a bigger picture. And so this whole Earth is also going through cosmic influences. I wrote this poem when I was thinking about this. As we look up to the stars, can we find our home in space? Is there some energy out there that calls us to remember that connection time can't erase? Are we children of the cosmos with seeds of a solar DNA, each a part of this great creation, all merged here together in time and space, connected to a higher place? We breathe in deep the spirit that brings us God's light, that feeds our inner being as our soul smiles through our life. How are we being influenced by the forces at work in the universe? And what difference can we make? And can we take a time to pray each day? Now, I bring this up because we are influenced. I heard an astrologer one time explain it in this way. It's like you're in a room, and the room has those shades on it, you know, the bars across the window. And those shades you could correlate to planets, depending on the way those planets or the shades are placed, how much light comes in or comes out. We're affected by the light that influences depending on where the shades or the different patterns that come through our life can be. However, what is really important to remember is as we grow, we are less and less influenced by the outer signs. Our soul, once we turn and connect with our soul, we can overcome those influences by going back to our God source, our connection to the light. And that connection really will bring us the freedom of going to the core, the center of the cosmic wheel. I wrote this, in the energy field God created, can we find some way to further a higher union by working with goodwill to try to help our fellow humans? Can we celebrate with joy being here to live our time on Earth and accept the pieces of the puzzle this life gives us to juggle? For under the infinite sky, we are given clues and signs, while each life is dealt a different hand. Yet we're all a part of God's divine plan. And we are. I mean, there's a reason we all have these opportunities, lifetime after lifetime, to learn and grow. There are many influences that happen here on Earth. This planet also has its own planetary influences cosmically. And there's a reason we're here, to work with those that we've come for. And in closing, I'll share one message that came to me this morning. The wheel of life turns as a cog spun within a greater space, all working together in union with the divine creation that's in place. And we spin round the circle, driven by a higher force, always learning more each day as we live out our life's course. And at the center of the turning of the core of what's inside, through lifetimes of returning, we finally find with God's love we can align. And the cosmic wheel reveals the reasons for the dreams that spin it round. And the universe and all its infinite dimensions bring us to one day realize that place where inner peace is found. So through these teachings, there's much we can learn. I think Shakespeare said, Horatio, there's much more under the moon and stars than we may realize. We're being influenced by many factors, and It's always good to turn within and find that inner peace. I'm going to close today with the way I close each of these mystical perspectives, with the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us to fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk was based on Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, Dr. Paul Leon Master's latest book. It's a wonderful book full of practical, mystical, and spiritual inspiration. It's 130 pages of affirmations that I think you will find very, very helpful and that will connect you to the higher universal mind for guidance. And it's available at metaphysics.com. That's metaphysics.com. You'll find a lot of great information there. You can also find a way, if you wish to pursue this course, there's many courses you can take there. You can also go to amazon.com for the book, and also there, there's another book by Dr. Paul Masters. Go to mysticalperspectives.com. That's a site I've created that has all of the shows that I've done so far for free. No connection, nothing you have to pay. It's all free, available for you there. I thank you so much for listening. God bless you and guide you and keep you in peace always.